My little dog and the great lake. He sits out in front of our cabin, deep in meditation, Like the cabin, he faces the great lake. With an immensity of ice recently liquefied, its hail to sun spangle, and the great Wapawika's myriad mysterious eyes. Ah, yes, each and every one encircled by ripples and swirled convolutions of lake blue and black and molten silver. Yea, such is the magic of the coming of spring to Sister Wapawika, His vantage point is the same, day after day, seamlessly streaming day, after element and element of the great nature sacred, present in all things, and all things mystically unified into the harmonious whole of the great nature sacred. Oh, out there on his little height of ground, where lakeshore begins her descent, breaking over down to water's edge, whence his contemplative and eminently serene mood. Oh, sweet whimsical, to imagine him an Indian medicine dog, He sits there lost in his lakeshore meditation. Oh, whence this all-overpowering suspended animation? Yes, it's as if Bongo the Wild were one bewitched. Yes, yes, every nerve and fiber of my little dog's inscrutable motionlessness bespeaks the magical powers of the great lake. Good medicine, good spirits, great lake Wapawika. Good medicine, good spirits. Ah, our shamanly sister, Still, as a little statue he sits, a-gazing out upon that great expanse of mirror magic. Oh, looking glass of silvery blues and blacks, oh, shaman craft, still as a statue, like an effortlessly serene little dog Buddha, Bongo's unusual behavior, is to dive and dart around, whence this departure from his frantic antics. He gazes, lost, in contemplation. Yea, great ripple-encircled eyes and sun-spangled expanses hath loosed him upon quiet cosmic trails, Lake Wapawika, Spring, Y2K plus 9.